This is transaction. I own AIDS. Bought lock, stock, and barrel. Cost a pretty penny, believe you me. Look under my eyes. The bags where the coinage was kept, from which the transactions were made. Huh, you don't see them outlined in black circles? Because I traded in the contours for silicone treatment and Botox, along with my fatty lumps and deposits.
Installation, short memory, no history. Once inside this room separated from the exhibition, I sat on a bed and looked around, starting to experience osmosis of many different types of ephemera. I gravitated towards the pile of printed essays next to the photo documentation of past installations of short memory on a little camera screen and a laptop. Here were the installation's internal organs, ongoing and a part of itself. Near the bed was a waxy apple that wouldn't go bad and a small Tupperware of pens and whiteout markers, which Jack, when he appeared inside the installation, invited me to use to mark comments on the essays. I learned a tremendous amount from Jack Waters' essays about not-so-distant moments in queer culture. There was a takedown of post-gay, and then a detailed history of the proliferation of alternative gay newspapers and zines from the 80s and 90s that, as Waters tells it, did not have easy births. I snuck on Facebook a few days ago to read what Waters was posting. Waters writes, quote, "I'm curious to know what 20-year-olds today will think of political art made by 20-year-olds 30 years ago." This is in reference to the recent remounting of the real estate show, which in 1980 took over a city-owned building on Delancey Street and led to the founding of ABC No Rio, one of the many fertile climates Waters with Peter Kramer directed for many years. Jack streams multiple cunning observations, as you'll see tonight. His current work in progress, Pestilence, is an operatic cycle of three full-length performance works mixing dance, oratory, chorus, and media-driven narrative. He fights the market-driven trends in the arts, especially resisting the naming of art movements and the naming of genres as told of sterilization in the work he does. As these trends become entrenched, we need Jack's voice as a historian, as a columnist, and as a narrator. Please help me in welcoming Jack Waters.
Wow. This is so amazing and such an honor to be on a program with Judy Gron. Thanks, everybody. And thanks, Ariel. I was struggling just yesterday with my friend Devin. We were talking about stuff that's going on around our current venue, which is called Le Petit Versailles. It's an adjunct of our home and a public event that we've been doing for the last 18 years. It's kind of the extension of ABC No Rio. It's like an ABC No Rio out of doors. And we, meaning myself, my colleague Carl George, Kimbra Faller, and two of the people that live in the building that are long-term residents, second-generation Latino family that live in our building, have been undergoing a siege. Our building is on 2nd between B and C, and we're literally the last building on our block to undergo this process of gentrification. Our block is very exceptional in that one block away is the squat Umbrella House, which survived the total leveling of all of the squats that existed in the city pre-90s. And a couple of homesteads and an institution called Kinkelaba House, which is run by an African-American couple, Joe and Corrine. So, you know, our living situation is very special, and I was trying to explain to Devin a strategy that we are going to undergo about going public about all of this and how to do it, what's appropriate and what's not. and I was struggling with a very common phrase, and it couldn't come out, and I was paraphrasing it. And of course, I woke up in the middle of the night, you know, as usual, and thought, "Oh yes, the personal is political." So words are like that with me. They kind of form these pictures, and sometimes the word pictures lose literal meaning, but then they take on meanings of their own. So this is going to be a kind of a strange hybrid for me. Largely because I wear a lot of hats. Peter and I have worked together for many years. Our colleague and friend Brad, who's here tonight, has been also a longtime collaborator with us. And yet we do like to try and avoid the barriers of genre. Although in this building, I'm most familiar with the sanctuary across the hall. It's where we had one of our first major presentations, our first public performances in New York as a collective. And for many years, Peter was a tech director, and we did many shows at Dance Space. And it kind of reminds me about New York, about how small-towny this city can be, because it's a metropolis and a cosmopolis. But at the same time, different groups and different cultures have their own niche. People feel comfortable being around people that are like themselves, but at the same time, it can create these barriers. So it's kind of amazing to be here in the parish hall presenting publicly. I've never done this before, so it's totally mind-blowing. And there are connections to it. I see Eileen Miles here in the audience, who for many years was a poet and a guest of ours at ABC No Rio. At No Rio, when Brad and me and Peter and Carl were running the joint, we hosted a kind of a poetry project in exile. And I don't really know completely the history of it. It wasn't until I read Eileen's Dante's Inferno that things actually started to make sense, because I wasn't really part of that culture. We would sit there, and it happened on Sunday. I think the poetry project here was also on Sunday. And this guy, Sal Salison, as I remember, started it. And he said, "Ooh, it's too insular there." And it was this kind of a weird homophobic reference. And I never knew really completely what Sal's story was, but he was complaining that the queer aristocracy at the poetry project wouldn't let him read. And then he starts this series where Eileen and Ginsberg and like so many people who are queer were reading. So it was kind of like I didn't quite get it. I kind of figured it was some kind of more intimate familial situation that he could only perceive homophobically. I don't know. Do you remember that guy, Sal Salas? Is he still around? He was quite a character, and he used to bring, the only thing I remember, we used to call the poetry readings, it happened on Sunday, and we used to think, oh, it's church. Like, Sunday, it's time for church. And it was just such a hoot to hear you use that same expression, because there's this combination of true, deep devotion to the art, and at the same time, a kind of a goof on the sanctimoniousness of this idea of coming to do this art on Sunday. So that's kind of my round-the-corner connection to being here tonight through ABC No Rio. And I just kind of thought I would start out with a little shtick. I was going to, I kind of labeled my portion of this presentation "Not Too Soon." And so I'm a little nervous and wondering if it might be more aptly be "Too Much Information Too Soon." But you tell me, because I'm going to start with an AIDS joke, a few AIDS jokes. Because I have AIDS, and I think it's hilarious.